Now, I don't know about you, but one of my favourite places in this country is the Lake District. And I've got this little book. It's called A Lake District Miscellany, and it's by Tom Holman. And glancing through it the other day, I came across this little article which I thought you might be interested in. And it's called Lake District Food: Sarah Nelson's Grasmere Gingerbread. If the fells and poetry are the sights and sounds that define the Lake District, then the smell that best evokes it for many is that of Sarah Nelson's famous Grasmere gingerbread. Nelson, born in Bowness in 1815, came from a poor family but worked hard to become an accomplished cook. When she moved into a Grasmere cottage, formerly a tiny school run by the village church, she started selling her gingerbread to passing travellers, and it quickly developed a reputation as the best around. When she died in 1904, the shop passed to her great niece, and it has baked and sold gingerbread continuously since. Though output has increased dramatically and new machinery and products introduced, much of the small cottage looks much the same as when Nelson lived there. The shop bakes its gingerbread fresh every day, and approaching visitors are likely to smell it well before they see it. The gingerbread is thin, flat, and closer in texture and appearance to a biscuit than to a bread or cake, with a buttery, warmly spiced flavour, at once crunchy and chewy. It can be eaten on its own or served with a scoop of vanilla ice cream, slices of melon, a crisp pear, or plenty of other fruits. It's a good accompaniment to creamy cheeses such as brie, and makes a good topping mix for crumbles or a base for a cheesecake when broken into crumbs. Now, it's making my mouth water. I don't know about you, but anyway, after this article, it actually gives you a recipe for gingerbread. It says Sarah Nelson's recipe is a closely guarded secret, locked securely away in the NatWest bank safe in Ambleside. Nothing beats the real thing, but this is a fair approximation. You need 250 grams of plain flour and 150 grams of butter, 150 grams of softer brown sugar, and 2 teaspoons of ground ginger, half a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, and 1 tablespoon of golden syrup. You mix the butter with the syrup, combine the other ingredients, and bind together well with the melted butter and syrup. Spread the mixture thinly in a large tin lined with baking parchment and greased. Bake in a low to moderate oven, gas mark 4, for 30 minutes. Mark into pieces with a knife and sprinkle over a little more mixed brown sugar and ground ginger. Leave to cool. The gingerbread will keep for a few days. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't wait to have a go at that. So maybe I'll tell you next week how I got on.